I'm speaking here with Taylor Brown, Northern Ag Network. And Taylor, you are the president of the NAFB Foundation, and I understand, and also for NAFB itself, past president. But you'll be outgoing here, as I understand it, on the foundation board as president. Give us an update on the activities of the foundation. I know there are several things going on, and it sounds pretty exciting.
Well, like every other foundation, we've had a difficult time keeping our money together over the last couple of years with the changes in the market. But we're proud to report that we've had some great recovery this year. Terry Henning, our treasurer, reported at our board meeting this week we have a $271,000 endowment in our assets now. We approved a budget of about $55,000 this next year for support of educational and association activities. So things are rolling. We've got a tremendous amount of support from our donor base. A couple of new things, Chuck, that you might be interested in. We have two new board members coming on. Rich Hull and myself are going off the board this time, and it requires that two broadcasters come on. Both Don Wick and Ken Root have been approved to be new board members on the NAFB Foundation. And we have a new president. Ken Anderson will take over as only the third president of the NAFB Foundation, so we're excited about that.
Well, there are ways, maybe multiple ways, that members or allied industry type people who support NAFB and farm broadcasting can show their support. Why don't you maybe give us a couple of ideas of ways, whether here or even if they're not here?
Well, one of those ways is drawing to a close this year. After 8 years, toy tractor project that for the scale model toy tractors that Rich Hull has conducted will draw to a close this year. This is our last year with the John Deere B tractor, and that has generated about $60,000 to $70,000. There's still time to buy one of those John Deere B tractors and in be part of this piece of history. By the way, the Joe Ertl family is going to join us this week here. Joe and his wife and daughter are going to be here. Ertl Toys have been tremendous partners with NAFB, and Joe is going to be here, so I urge people to be part of that and to thank Joe and appreciate him. And, of course, as you mentioned, there are several things. We've got a silent auction on display this year all week long, so you can go look at the silent auctions instead of just the night of the reception. You can do it all week long. We've got, of course, the live auction on Thursday night. New this year, a 50-50 raffle where a 50-50 ticket will be drawn. Don't have to be present to win, but if you'll win half the money in a 50-50 raffle. And, of course, a lot of people, Chuck, they make this their time and they make their annual Booster Club contribution. A lot of them join every year as annual givers, and this is the time they make that contribution. So our foundation members are standing by to take those contributions as well.
Well, I'm hoping Cindy remembered to bring her checkbook, our checkbook with her, because I didn't, because we'll do our part too. And if we look ahead, just I know you, like you said, you're coming off the board, but what do you see for the future for the foundation?
We've got a lot of exciting things. Of course, we'll continue our scholarship program. We give two $4,000 scholarships and the Glenn Kumro $5,000 scholarship. That will continue. But growing in popularity is our intern program. We're going to expand the intern program to give five farm broadcast internships to help radio stations or networks get a farm broadcast intern in their shop. This year, we started funding the NAFB News Service intern program out of the national office. Had a great intern this year. We're going to continue to do that. And, of course, the Harvesting the Power college curriculum now, which was piloted several years ago at Texas Tech, is this fall, thanks to Erica Earlbeck at Texas Tech, being piloted in several universities. I think we have six different colleges and universities that are implementing that Harvesting the Power of Farm Broadcasting college curriculum this year, and we're waiting for a report on that at the end of the year. But a lot of exciting things going on.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to catching up with Erica, because I think that's a great sounding program, and I'd like to learn more. That's Taylor Brown. He is a past president of NAFB with Northern Ag Network, talking about the NAFB Foundation here at the convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.